Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Laura and Lydia Rogers grew up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, a city that musicians have flocked to for decades to write and record some of their most soulful music. But the sisters didn't get their start in any of their hometown's famous studios. They began singing together at church. Years later, they were discovered at a Nashville audition and became known as the Secret Sisters. Now they've just released their second album, produced by T-Bone Burnett. It's called Put Your Needle Down, and the Secret Sisters are here with me in the Soundcheck studio today, and they're going to start us off with their song called I Cannot Find a Way. Some nice singing.
Secret
Sisters, live on Soundcheck with I Cannot Find a Way. Laura Rogers, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Lydia Rogers, good to have you here as well.
Good to be here.
Lydia was also playing the acoustic guitar, Jesse Acock playing electric guitar, and Patrick Ryan playing a whole bunch of percussion here in the Soundcheck studio. So that's from the new album called Put Your Needle Down. I mentioned in the introduction that you guys started singing together in church, but that's not a very churchy kind of sound that you have there.
No, it's not. Our sound, I guess, as of this moment in time, has really evolved a good bit. I mean, when we first kind of were discovered at the audition that you mentioned in the intro, you know, we're very rooted in classic country and gospel and bluegrass music. That's kind of where we feel most familiar and at home. But then with this record, we kind of wanted it to expand past those boundaries a little bit. We just love kind of that early pop rock sound.
Yeah.
And we just find ourselves gravitating towards that in everything that we do. So we were able to kind of capture that a little bit better with this most recent record.
Now, you guys are from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is just, you know, rich. Have you guys seen the documentary?
We have.
Yeah.
We're big fans.
I mean, it just makes... I've never been to Muscle Shoals, but, you know, the shots of the Tennessee River there just makes it look like God's green earth or something.
is
that really what it's like?
It's gorgeous down there.
Yeah.
It's a little, I think that people are a little surprised when they visit Muscle Shoals because they expect it to be this booming metropolis, and it isn't at all. It's just a tiny little southern.
You have to dig a little deeper to see what's valuable about it.
Yeah.
Did you guys grow up aware of all the music history that had been made right there in your hometown?
I mean, we were aware of it. Our dad, of course, was very in tune to all of that kind of music history that we're known for in that part of the state. But growing up, we never really...
Is your dad a musician?
He is a musician, yeah. So he was kind of responsible for guiding us along in our music knowledge. And he would always talk about Muscle Shoals and how special it was. But when you're a kid, you just don't... You don't grasp the magnitude of it. And then I really don't even think until recently, when the documentary came out, did we really realize how... important, you know, that history is. So,
well, now, as we speak, as we're recording this, Muscle Shoals and the rest of the South are under a kind of severe tornado warning. And yesterday, you know, big picture on the cover of the New York Times today of the devastation.
Mm-hmm, right.
You guys actually wrote a song for the Hunger Games that was inspired by a tornado outbreak in the South, right?
It was. We wrote it about, I guess it was 3 years, 2 days ago. We were actually in Australia at the time, and it was when all these terrible tornadoes came through, and we were both really hurting and sad that we couldn't be there, and so we were inspired to write a song about it.
And so it was written not for specifically for the Hunger Games?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But they heard it and...
It's so hard to be away, you know, even today, knowing all the kind of chaos that's going on down there. We keep seeing pictures coming in, and it's hard, you know, as a Southerner, especially feeling so rooted to your geography, it's hard to kind of be away and watch all the news coming in. But that's what music, it heals in a lot of ways. So
did that work for you 3 years ago when you wrote this song, Tomorrow Will Be Kinder?
I think it did. I mean, I don't know that it necessarily healed us because we were not directly affected, but it did kind of help to document those emotions that we felt. And eventually, I think that song came to mean so much more than just about, you know, a movie that it was a part of or that one specific terrible day. It became a little bigger than that. So now anytime we feel sad, we think about that, you know, the whole point of that song.
Well, let's hear a little bit of that song. It's from the Hunger Games soundtrack, from the Secret Sisters, Laura and Lydia Rogers.
Black clouds are behind me. I now can see ahead. Often I wonder why I try, hoping for an end. Sorrow weighs my shoulders down, and trouble haunts my mind. But I know the present will not last, and tomorrow will be kind. Tomorrow will be kinder. It's true, I've seen it before. A brighter day is coming my way. Yes, tomorrow will be kinder.
Tomorrow Will Be Kinder, written by Laura and Lydia Rogers. They are the Secret Sisters, and that's their contribution to the soundtrack to the film Hunger Games. Although inspired originally by a 2011 tornado outbreak in their native Alabama. And so, Lydia, that's you solo first.
That's me, yeah.
But man, the sound just changes dramatically when Laura's voice comes in. Those sibling harmonies, I mean, you know, whether you're talking about sisters or brothers or whatever, there's something magical about that. I mean, did you guys always sing together growing up?
I think we did it a lot in the privacy of our own home and at family reunions, but other than that, we never sang together. Laura was a little shy on the stage, but I always liked to sing at 4-H competitions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we didn't really sing together until we were discovered and signed.
Right. And then Laura seems to have overcome the shyness
yes.
in a big way.
It's amazing when you throw someone in the water, they have to learn how to swim or they'll drown.
So what do you get, Laura, out of singing with Lydia that's different if you were singing with someone who is not close relative?
Well, I mean, it's always interesting just kind of like off stage, the kind of disagreements that we get into. I wouldn't have that with anybody else because somehow I don't have a filter with my sister. But I think that one of the best things
Lydia. No filter.
There comes her interjection. I think just, you know, in those moments when you're away from home and you feel vulnerable or sad or homesick, you have someone who's right there with you who understands it. And just the fact that, you know, we come from such identical backgrounds. We've got the same, you know, parents and home. And it's just like she just gets me in a way that nobody else does. And sometimes that's a wonderful thing and sometimes it's bad.
So when you're putting these harmonies together, is it intuitive or are you actually like writing down intervals? You know, you on the third here.
We should sometimes, but we never practice. We just do what we do. And
it's very unscientific. Bad, we're not very professionally or classically skilled in that area. So.
But, you know, a lot of the great, I mean, from the Carter family on, there's a long tradition of, you know, families making great music
right.
without writing it down or, necessarily knowing what they're singing.
Sure.
The album's called Put Your Needle Down, the latest from the Secret Sisters. We're hearing all the songs you're doing for us are songs you guys have written.
Mm-hmm, correct.
This next one, co-written with Gordy Sampson, it was used in the ABC TV series Nashville.
Right, it was.
It's called Let There Be Lonely. Let's hear a live performance of it. The Secret Sisters are playing for us today here in the Soundcheck studio. Here's another live performance. Due to rights issues, we are unable to podcast this performance from today's show, but the good news, you can stream the entire performance and interview at soundcheck.org.
Now it's time.
The Secret Sisters, live on Soundcheck with Let There Be Lonely. It appears on their latest album called Put Your Needle Down. Laura and Lydia Rogers are the Secret Sisters, with Jesse Acock playing electric guitar and Patrick Ryan on percussion. They are playing tonight here in New York at the Beacon Theater. You can see and hear them then. But right now you can hear them playing again, because the Secret Sisters are going to perform another song for us next. This one's called If I Don't. The Secret Sisters, live on Soundcheck.
Leave me if you could, you only keep me around for the company. If you wanna know the truth, I don't wanna be a part, but I don't like the way you've been careless with my heart. You got a straight
make it clear? Am I getting through? Nobody that you need. When you're hunting someone new, is gonna stick around the way I always do. I don't think you see what you got when you got me. I'm laying down the rules. This is how it's gotta be. You're gonna change your ways, or honey, I'm gone.
If I Don't is the name of the song, The Secret Sisters, live in the Soundcheck studio. Another song from their latest record called Put Your Needle Down. The Secret Sisters are Laura and Lydia Rogers. And this album, I mean, Laura, you mentioned before kind of the early rock and roll sound that you guys went for this time around. There, I mean, it's not like music ended when the Beatles hit America, though, because there's a cover on this album of a P.J. Harvey song.
Indeed.
A fairly obscure P.J. Harvey song, Pocket Knife, although, you know, it's kind of a murder ballad, isn't it?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, in a lot of ways, in a lot of different ways, I guess. We actually did not know that song. We had never heard it, and we're not very familiar with P.J. Harvey's catalog. But when we were in the studio, T-Bone, of course, and
T-Bone
all of his
Burnett.
Genius, he came in and he said, you know, I really feel strongly that you girls should do a cover of somebody who's, like, current and, you know, very reputable in the music world. And he just kind of pulled that out of his pocket and said, hey, have you heard this song? And at first we were like, oh, this is so different. Like, we're used to doing covers of, like, Patsy Cline and the Everly Brothers, and now here comes P.J. Harvey talking about weapons, you know. And so it was a little left of center for us, but it became really, it feels like a song that we would write, I guess, in a lot of ways. We're proud of it.
Mm-hmm. There is also an Everly Brothers cover on the record.
That's
and,
true.
You know, so, which seems to be, you know, the ubiquitous. Are you getting sick of the Everly Brothers comparison?
No, we never get tired of that. That was actually an accident, that Everly Brothers cover. We both had vowed from the very beginning to never put an Everly's cover on our record.
Why?
So many people compare us to them. And we were
so
like,
you are getting sick of the comparison.
Well, no. It was more just that we didn't want to kind of do the obvious and
right.
be too, I guess, intentional about it. But we actually were in the studio and we were taking a break from recording, and we had a show back home the next day that we were going to have to fly home for. And we thought, well, during this break, we'll go record or just rehearse a few songs in the stairwell. So we sneak off by ourselves into a stairwell at the studio, and we play this Everly Brothers song that we love singing. And all of a sudden, when we finish, T-Bone peeps around the corner, and we didn't know he had been listening. And he goes, I'm sorry, girls, but we have to record that song. We're like, oh, shoot, what have we done? But we love that song, so it was okay in the end.
The song is Lonely Island,
yes.
Which we'll hear a little bit of to say goodbye. But let me first properly say goodbye. Laura, Lydia, to you and the boys, thank you for coming in and playing
thank
for us
for
today.
Having
it's been
you
a lot of fun.
Been very fun.
I live.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.
Unless you give your sweet love back.